A small group of protesters at the UN climate talks expressed displeasure over how money has bogged down efforts to prevent climate change. Developing countries are challenging wealthy nations to follow through on a pledge to allocate $100 billion a year to help them deal with climate change. The commitment is supposed to be in place by 2020. There is concern that industrialized nations are not living up to that promise, according to Simon Bradshaw, a climate change spokesman at Oxfam.
The worry is that developed countries have just not delivered fast enough on the finance commitments that were made right back in 2009. We've seen very little new money on the table this year, and we've not seen strong, credible plans from any country on how they're going to scale up their contributions.
The talks on climate change are taking place as the Philippines continues to reel from the effects of Typhoon Haiyan. The World Bank says global economic losses caused by extreme weather, such as this storm, have risen to nearly $200 billion a year and could continue to rise as climate change worsens. But the changes come at a time when many industrialized nations are trying to spur growth in their stagnant economies.
We cannot have a system where that will be automatic compensation whenever severe weather events are happening one place or the other around the planet. You will understand why that is not feasible.
The Philippine representative criticized the lack of an agreement on greenhouse gas emissions.
And if we are to review our progress, would it be right for me to conclude that we failed miserably? Looking at science and how it manifested itself not only on Typhoon Haiyan, but also other events like Katrina in the United States, the heat wave in France, the wildfires in Australia, and other extreme events occurring after observed increased warming. Should we not be all ashamed being here?
The conference continues through Friday. The group hopes to lay the groundwork for a 2015 climate agreement. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Washington.